Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Ray and Brian's Hottie. Highlight of the day.
Time for another edition of the morning show on WHIC's Hottie, the highlight of the day. And of course, we try to highlight the conversations that we think are the most interesting for you to take a few minutes of your day to listen to. Right. I'm Brian Shackman, along with Ray Dunaway from the morning show on WTIC. Absolutely. Today, we were excited, almost like little dorks and nerds talk about Mars.
You're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
What interests you the most about this whole thing?
I don't know. But you know what? The lady you're going to hear from, Christine Larson, who's a professor at Central Connecticut State University, I think she was in the same boat with us. Really excited.
Yeah, here she is.
I'm very excited. I'm totally geeking out on the technology of this mission.
Yeah, I think even non-geeks are geeking out on it.
Yeah, really. I'm not a geek at all. Well, I am a geek. But.
There's so many questions, Doctor, though. It seems like there's some sort of global space race now for Mars, and China and Russia, everybody wants to get to Mars. Why?
Well, Mars is one of our nearest celestial neighbors, and it's really the only place other than Earth where we definitively have evidence of water. I mean, we're pretty 99% sure about water in the outer solar system, but this is like in our neighborhood. And of course, you know, we're always looking for where to expand to, where to put the next base in space. And so beyond the moon, Mars is obviously where we're going to go next.
If we're sending people to Mars, which I think eventually we very well might, just bear in mind, this thing was launched, back in July 2020, and it just now landed the other day. So we're talking about some major time to get up there, aren't we?
Yeah, and in fact, getting back to your idea about, you know, why the race to Mars right now is, about every 18 to 24 months, the Earth and Mars are aligned in such a way that you can shave 2 months off of the trip. And so it takes only 7 months instead of 9 months to get there. And that's why the Emirates sent a probe now, and that's why China sent a probe now. We're all taking advantage of the same celestial alignment.
So this current visit, if you will, to Mars, what are we expecting to learn?
Well, part of it really is geeking out on the technology. In a couple of months, we're going to show that there's this little tiny helicopter. It's like 19 inches tall that's sort of up under the rover, and it's going to fly around and take pictures, which is going to be incredibly cool. And this particular rover is going to be taking it's going to dig into the ground and take little tiny samples about the size of a piece of chalk, and it's going to leave about 40 of these like breadcrumbs on the surface of Mars.
Right.
And in a few years, we're going to send another probe that's going to, little buggy's going to land on Mars, drive around, pick up all these little samples, put them in a thing the size of a basketball, blast it into orbit, and then another thing is going to come and pick up the basketball and bring it back to Earth. So in about a decade, you know, take your Geritol, eat your Wheaties, stay healthy, and wear your mask. Yeah. In about a decade, we are going to have hopefully delivered to us samples from the surface of Mars.
Let's talk about the helicopter for a while. Is the atmosphere on Mars dense enough that, in fact, you know, you can fly a helicopter?
That's what they're going to find out. That's why it is so incredibly tiny and very, very light. This thing weighs, I think it's like 4 pounds. And it's got 4 foot, you know, rotor span on it.
Right.
And as a pilot friend once told me, helicopters don't fly, they beat the air into submission.
Yes.
And that's essentially what this thing is going to try to do. It's going to whirl around incredibly fast and see if it can fly a little teeny tiny helicopter with a big rotor span through the very, very not dense atmosphere of Mars.
Well, you know, we're talking with Dr. Christine Larson from Central Connecticut State. That question that Ray just put to you, it makes me wonder, the people listening, what is the atmosphere? What is the environment? What is Mars like?
Mars right now is not very hospitable. I mean, it's much better than Venus. If I had to, you know, pick one or the other, I would definitely go to Mars. The equator on Mars during the summer can get, you know, to good room temperatures.
Wow.
But the atmosphere, what there is of an atmosphere, is mostly carbon dioxide, so you can't breathe it. It's very thin compared to the Earth's atmosphere. But that's what Mars is like now. And part of the reason to go to Mars is to reconstruct how it changed over billions of years, because we know that billions of years ago it was warmer and it was wetter and had a denser atmosphere, and that's why we have these signs of water there.
Are the ice caps still there?
The ice caps are there. There's one on the northern and southern poles. And when we say ice caps on Mars, we have to be careful because astronomers use the word ice for pretty much anything that's frozen, not stuff that you want to put in your margarita.
So it could be kind of like dry ice.
Exactly. There's a huge proportion of dry ice. There is some water ice. So, yes, the polar ice caps on Mars, I'm doing scary air quotes here with my fingers, are a mixture of water ice and dry ice, frozen carbon dioxide.
You know, I was listening talk about geeking out to this podcast that was really focused on Apollo 11. The BBC did it, and it was amazing.
Right.
And you talk about all the tensions and the unknown of mission control and how incredible the experience was and these young men and women who helped make it happen. And then I was remarking to Ray about how mission control seemed to be almost theatrical. It was almost like they're trying to teach you as they do it. I mean, how it seemed like they had a huge degree of confidence that this was going to work out well. Is that misreading it? Because it seems like they almost felt like it was a slam dunk and they were going to Mars.
Well, think about how much time, effort, resources, and money goes into a mission. You are not going to launch it unless you are 99.999% sure that everything is going to work. And you build in redundancies and you triple check everything. You know, nothing is certain. But they had good reason to be confident in the work that they put into it, and that they were convinced that they had done everything right. And I mean, you could always have a meteorite smack it off course. There are lots of things that can go wrong in space.
Yikes.
But these are the best minds putting in the best effort. They're incredibly proud of what they do, and they want it to succeed.
Which is why we're here doing a radio show. Let's just get that best mind. If you think about it, okay, so are there still, and this is becoming more and more common, that there are in fact missions out there that may not be completed for another decade, something like that. Do we have other things that are floating around out there and heading somewhere?
Well, there are plenty of things that are orbiting around Mars. I mean, we still have Curiosity, and we have lots of orbiters that are sending back pictures like MAVEN. We still have New Horizons. Remember, that went to Pluto and then went to Arrokoth. I mean, it's still out there, and they're still debating whether they might actually be able to have it see another object way out past Pluto. So there are plenty of things out there. Yeah, I mean, right now, the moon and Mars probably have a lot of our attention.
Right, because they're attainable, for one thing.
Right, and they're close. But we still have our eye in the future of going back to, you know, Venus and Mercury and the outer planets. And we still want to land something on Europa, that large moon of Jupiter that we think has a ton of water underneath an icy surface.
It's interesting. Water is, they say the next World War could be about water.
Well, we'll get some there.
We hear stories about water rights being argued over and from Colorado to California, so it's fascinating that that's sort of maybe the motivation. Just real quickly, this could put you on the spot, Doctor. How does Elon Musk and his technology deal with this? Because I know he's focused on Mars, too. Like, is he working in lockstep with NASA, or has he got his own stuff going?
Well, one of the great things about technology is that now it's attainable by individuals and corporations, and it's not just the big boys and girls at NASA doing this.
Right, right.
So, you know, what Elon Musk is doing is great. I think that, you know, the so-called space race against the Soviets pushed us to push ourselves.
Right.
And again, any competition that we have here, anything that pushes us to do better, to learn more, you know, as long as people don't cut corners, we don't want to do that. But anything that pushes us to think more deeply, to try things safely, and to push what humans can do is wow. great, in my opinion.
Just a quick question about your business, because you do teach physics and others and astronomy over at Central Connecticut State University. Something like this, does this mean you get more students that are kind of going into this discipline?
It definitely piques the interest of the students in the short term. It's something that we definitely can talk about in class, and not just in a major level class, in the general education classes. Something like this really sort of gets students interested, especially with social media. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it by itself will get someone to change their major, but not everyone has to be a professional scientist. But I think that everyone should be interested in the universe
yes.
and should be aware of science and the effect that science has on your life.
I mean, you wonder, like all the sci-fi, I think a Total Recall or yeah. the book The Martian. I mean, do we think we're going to have like people hanging out on Mars within the next 20 years?
I don't know. She did explain that, you know, you might be able to make it in less time, provided that Mars is a little closer to the Earth. You could shave 2 months off the trip.
No, but you got a supply. I guess if they find.
Are we there yet?
My biggest takeaway is, though, I think that every week there's a story about one state suing another state for water.
Yeah.
You think about the Middle East. I think the battle for water will be maybe the number one
you're
reason
right.
why we push outside of our planet. And it's obviously China, Russia. Everyone wants to get there because what if it has water? And if you can control water, maybe you can control dominance here on Earth and beyond. I don't know. It's to me like water is the most fascinating part of the whole story.
Cool, clear water. Isn't it true?
Yeah.
And where would we be without it?
We need it. That's yeah. for sure. That's your highlight of the day. Of course, listen to us on the air at WTIC, WTIC.com and radio.com. But you can get this podcast wherever you enjoy this podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever. And we'll see you next time on The Hottie.
Tune in to Mornings with Ray and Brian, 5:30 till 9 on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.